Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and we are here on a Tough Talk Christian Radio show, which airs through the Tough Talk Radio Network. And if you're new to the show, welcome. If you've been following us for a while, thank you. And I just want to get through a little bit of housekeeping before we bring up my guest today, which is really exciting to me. It's not often that we get someone who is an author and a speaker and also someone who has been a celebrity on a TV show. So real excited about that. First of all, I want to just make sure everybody knows that they can find us through toughtalkradionetwork.com. There's a series of shows that play through that network. And if you have something to bring to the show, I will help you click on the button to register to be a guest. And if you're looking to be a guest on the Christian radio show here at Tough Talk Radio Network, I am excited to share what you're learning about your journey in life and how you're sharing it with others. So we always look for authors and speakers because we just want to help them get their message out. But if you're just someone that has a story about how God has blessed you, well, you qualify just the same. So please check us out. Connect with us on Facebook, social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, you name it. You type it in, you'll find us. Okay, so great show, as I mentioned today. And, you know, folks, I say this every week, but I'm just blessed that God allows me to have this opportunity to meet people from across the country and around the world that have had battles, ups and downs, and successes through different parts of their lives. Just like today, we're going to be talking about overcoming setbacks and finding your grit. Now, this show here we're interviewing a young lady out of the Midwest who's had some experiences, but man, woman, child, doesn't matter. We all go through journeys in life, and we were having a little pre-show discussion, and what I'm excited about is we all reach certain battles in our lives, and sometimes some are bigger and some are smaller, but battle is still spelled the same way, okay? Setbacks, same spelling. What might be small to me could be big to you. So everyone out there is going to be able to experience some relief and help and connection with today's show, I hope. And as a lot of you know, I have battled a health illness since 1975. Let's just put it that way. I don't want to give away my young age. But I've overcome things that I never thought I would. I don't still know what God's plans are for me, but as long as I'm here breathing air on this earth, I know I still have a chance. So if you're out there and you're going through a struggle today, just kind of look to the right side of things. It's hard to do, especially when you're down and on the wrong side of things. But I can tell you something, if you can find something to smile about, God will do the rest. So as I mentioned earlier, you can connect with us. We're always looking for guests, and we are here to market what you're doing. And I want to tell you a short story today about something that I've experienced this week, actually this month of June. Now, as I mentioned, my birthday will be coming up next week, and as every time we get closer to a year older, we start thinking backwards. And I find that the more we think backwards, the more smiles I think we can get, because we tend to lay in the future of the mess we're in instead of all the things we've overcome. So as I was looking at this month, I thought in this past 2 weeks, what am I going to be doing now? I'm going to be turning 63 years old, and you know, I still haven't figured out my purpose, and who knows if I'm supposed to. I just need to be the best me I can be every day. But life throws us battles. Life throws us different things. I'm a self-employed business owner here in the Houston area, and whether you have a corporate job or an hourly rate or you have your own business, every day in life is a little bit more challenging than we would like it to be, okay? So on one side of the coin, it's a pain in the neck, but on the other side of the coin, I think it's a blessing that we're able to have the opportunity to step up and step over and overcome just for a period of time, because it just seems like we get back on that highway and we're going to run into detours and barricades and construction, okay, and a pothole or two. So whatever it is you're going through, you're in our prayers for it. And I just hope that today's show will allow you to gain access to relief in some way or another. I know for me, when I read the information about today's show, I was super excited. So we're going to take a short little commercial break. We're going to come back with my guest today. Her name is Sunday. Sunday Burquist. And, you know, life changed for her the day she heard the words, "We have your test results, and we're sorry to tell you that you have," and I'm not going to say the rest. I'm going to wait till you come back. So I'll be right back right after this here quick commercial break.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on All Things Franchising.
All right, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and this is Tough Talk Christian Radio, produced through the Tough Talk Radio Network here in Houston, Texas. If you are a franchise owner or are looking to connect to get a franchise, to buy into it, or to franchise your business, check out All Things Franchising with Linda Ballesteros. She's a show that runs here through the network. So if you go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and click on her button, you'll be able to register to be a guest or listen to some of her shows as well. Linda's been doing radio with us for almost 10 years now, so you'll really enjoy her shows. Okay, so my guest today, Sunday Burquist, I have mentioned, life changed forever the day she heard the words, "We have your test results, and we're sorry to tell you you have an invasive ductal." I don't even know if I can say this word, but I'm just going to say what it is, breast cancer. So I know a lot of women out there have gone through this battle, and I know a lot of men out there have been the other side of that, okay, the caregiver for that process. And sometimes as men, we don't say the right things or do the right things, but at the end of the day, I think the lesson was more for us than the lady that was going through it. So without wasting any time, I want to welcome Sunday to the show. Sunday, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, I know that at the young age of 40, with four children, you were given some news that most moms don't have time to hear. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to just jump back a couple years before 40 and tell me what your life was like. What was going on?
Before cancer, I was a youth pastor with my husband. We're busy raising our four kids at sports every night of the week, just about, you know, either sports or church, basically our life. A year before my diagnosis, actually my husband almost died twice. And that was a scary situation. So that kind of took over our life for about 6 months. And just a typical family, you know, other than dad almost dying with a weird heart issue.
Hmm. So life was kind of normal, so to speak, compared to everybody that you ever meet, you know, and then all of a sudden, bam.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, being a youth pastor with your husband, I mean, you're close to God. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but sometimes I think if you're a really good Christian, right? I mean, you get score some points. But I've learned to find out, yeah, there's no discounts or there's no credits there, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we have to, I think as Christians, sometimes we want to think that everything in our life is going to be perfect. And we forget what Jesus said, which was, "You will have trials and tribulations," but the sentence didn't end there. It continued with, "But do not fear." And I think that's what we have to remember.
Yeah. And there's really great words to read after the process or before the process. But during the process, I don't know if they're that easy to understand. I mean, it's perfect English, right? But it's a little difficult, right?
It is. So, you have those questions. Yeah.
So let me ask
why
you.
Why me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what your point on. Go ahead. I was going to ask you what you thought when that happens, because most of us say, why me? Tell us why me and how you battle through why me.
My first thought was, why me? My second thought was, how can this be happening again? My kids just went through this. And that was really what was at the forefront of my mind. I had four kids. They were 12, 14, 16, and 18 at the time. And I just thought, how can I put them through this a second time? And, I was afraid. I was scared. I had moments where I cried, where I wanted to stay in bed and never get out. But at the same time, I had to dig deep and realize, okay, I don't have to do this by myself. I've got my husband. I've got my family. I have my church community. Most importantly, I've got Jesus. But in the moment when it's so hard, you have to just dig down and go, okay, what do I do? And for me, it came down to a process, not an overnight thing, but a process of realizing I had the grit to get through. It was already in there. It was just going to be a process of me discovering it.
So, I battled with the health issues, and I always say that when you bed down at night and you close your eyes, you know, and I have the most awesomest wife there is, because she was right alongside me the whole way. And but when you lay down at night and you close your eyes and it goes through your mind, no one knows about it. There's some things we don't even share. And it's a good thing God knows us, because sometimes we don't even talk to him about it. How do you get through that part?
For me, you're right. When you close your eyes at night, it's when the thoughts, for me, were so strong. The fear, the what are you going to do? The why? How are you going to get through this? What's going to happen with your kids? All this. And what I had to make myself do was I started putting on worship music. And not only listening to it, but making myself sing it to myself as I fell asleep. Because what I found is I couldn't sing a worship song and think fear at the same time. So as I was singing till I fell asleep, it got my mind off of the negative thoughts. And it's what helped me fall asleep. It didn't work every night, but it did help me because I couldn't do both at the same time.
That's a good tip. I never thought of that, because if you are trying to think of the words of a song, you have less time to think about the stuff that's, that's awesome. Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good suggestion. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to move forward, but I'm going to take my time, because there's this part of the interview that I want to find out about something on TV that happened. But, okay, so you wrote a book, Grit, Girl Power to Survive, Inspired by Grace. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about the book and what caused you to sit down and write it?
The book really is a glimpse into a lot of different things that have happened in my life, and I'm not alone. I realize everyone listening to me has gone through multiple difficult situations, but I felt like writing about all of them would relate to somebody on some level, because no matter the setback, whether it's an illness, a loss of a loved one, a divorce, whatever it is, the principles are the same. And I had lost my dad to cancer, my father-in-law to cancer. I lost a nephew. I had a brother with a drug addiction. All these things piling up over the years. And I realized that it was only by the grace of God that I continued to move forward. It wasn't because I had extra special strength that no one else had. It wasn't because I had an extra dose of grit that no one else had. It was solely because I had no other choice but to put my trust in God so that I could get up every day and basically take care of my kids. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I feel like when we share our stories, we give other people not only the right to feel their own stories, to not feel guilty because they had a difficult time, to not feel guilty because they maybe felt upset with God about what was going on, but also to inspire them to realize, you know what, there's really nothing special about me. God loves me the same as he loves you, and if I can get through it, you can too.
Yeah, I'm a big believer that God wants us all to speak in life about the journey he has put us on. And if we're transparent enough, it will allow the neighbor or the stranger or the family member to understand that they can get there as well. This doesn't all happen to us because we're special or we're being punished. I believe it's so that we can speak the miracles that God's performed in our lives. And, you know, they're not always the miracles that we might be looking for, but a miracle is a miracle. I mean, to me, hitting the lottery would be a miracle. But for you know, on the other side of that is me surviving an illness and still being here today is probably hitting the lottery. So I really believe that these things happen so we speak to others about it. So what made you decide to put it in a book?
Probably to start out with, just for my own therapeutic reasons. But I eventually, as I got into it, I realized there were other women, other people, but women specifically, that it would help as they were going through hard times. And to be honest, if it helps 5, 10, 1 woman get through something like cancer or anything difficult she's facing, it was worth the time and effort.
I don't disagree with you. I wish that men were more transparent like women. We just can't get there that easily. I know that for most of us, we have to be beat down before we really find the strength that we carry that was placed in us by the Lord. But sometimes we're just so busy moving along. I mean, here you are, a mother of 4 children, going through, you know, helping your husband through his health issues, and then bam, just one more thing that you didn't need in your life. So when you look back at it now, what's something that you think that, I don't know, that would be something to tell someone else that might be going through this? What was something, I mean, I know you said you sung worship at night to go to sleep, not think about it, but during the day, what was something that gave you the strength to keep going?
I'll tell you something that probably most people wouldn't think about, and it's this. I had a doctor tell me that I needed to belly laugh 3 times a day, every single day, because, you know, the Bible says that laughter is like a medicine. And I was recommended to me by my doctor, no less, to watch TV and watch funny TV and funny movies. And that's what I did. And that helped me. It helped set my mindset the right direction. Of course, it made me laugh. But it helped me get through those hard days. Because, you know, when you're not feeling good, to be honest, I didn't feel like reading my Bible. I was feeling like I was going to throw up. So I couldn't sit there and read my Bible to make myself feel better all day, but I could laugh. My mother-in-law wrote verses, just one verse at a time on index cards. I could look at one verse and think about it throughout the day, and it would help me. Instead of putting this pressure on myself, like, oh, I need to read a whole bunch of the Bible, and I need to do this, and I need to do that. What I needed to do was recover. And I know for women, especially moms, it's really hard to take a break and let yourself do the recovery that you need. It's really hard, but it's necessary.
Yeah, it's totally necessary. And I think moms have the hardest job there is. I know that when my kids were young, I told my wife I would work 3 jobs just to stay home and take care of the children, because that's a full-time gig and a half. But as we move forward in life, you know, now, how old are your children?
Now they are 18, I got to think now, 18, 20, 23, and 25.
Okay. So going through what they went through with you and your husband, how do you think that has strengthened them?
I will tell you that, and I can say this confidently, you will never, ever convince my kids that God isn't real and that God isn't good. Because when you personally experience up close and personal God getting you and your family and your parents through something like he did for us, you cannot take that away from them. They don't have a false idea that because we served God, our lives were perfect. We were pastors and we both could have died. However, they saw that God was there, that Jesus was there for us all along the way, and that he did interject positives into the negative situation and he turned them around. But you will never convince my kids that God's not real.
Huh.
And that's a gift.
I love it. Yeah.
That's a gift.
Yep. And if that's the gift that you came out of with all this here, I'm sure your husband would have been, and yourself would have been happy with just that alone, let alone everything else that's going on in your world.
So let's talk
about this TV show that some of us have heard about. I mean, when I was reading, you know, I never read all this information until the day before the show when I'm posting it up to set up the show. And I was like, she was on Survivor? Wait a minute. She was this. Hey, I called her up. My guest was on Survivor. And I mean, I get to interview some people that have done some cool things, but no one that was ever on Survivor. So tell me how all that took place.
Well, our family has watched the show since the beginning. It was one show we all liked together. And years ago, I'm not really sure why, but I just said out loud, I'm going to be on this show one day. And my kids just laughed at me, you know, Mom, you'd never make it one day and whatever. So I forget about it. And then I go through the cancer. And my oldest son came to me and he said, Mom, you got through the cancer. I think that you should go for the dream. And I was turning 45, and I thought, you know what? If I'm ever going to do it, I got to do it now. So I turned in a three-minute audition video, and I got the call. Went through the interview process, and, you know, one gift out of breast cancer was that it gave me a story. When they're casting for reality TV, they're looking for people with a story, and I had a story.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt. How was the experience?
It was very fun, very hard. it was very much more mentally and emotionally taxing than I could have ever imagined. The living conditions are hard, but they don't really stack up against the emotional and mental toll that the game takes on you. You have to be constantly worried about what everyone's saying and doing. And you're with people 24/7. Like, I'm not with my family 24/7, but I'm with strangers 24/7. Yet at the same time, I'm completely alone. And that's a really isolating feeling.
Yeah, no doubt. That's awesome. And so, we know that shows are made for TV, but there's still the process that you have to go through. And being a survivor of cancer and being on Survivor, okay, which took more Jesus out of you?
Wow, no one's ever asked me that question. Mm-hmm. Which took more Jesus out of me?
I should say, which needed more Jesus?
I'm going to say that Survivor needed more Jesus. And the reason I say this is because going through cancer, my faith was solid, right, going into it. So I was never at risk of walking away from my faith. That wasn't the issue. It was more standing through the process. On the show, I was not just responsible for myself. I felt like I wanted to represent Christ in a way that would be glorifying to him. And when I was on the show, I was actually a young adult pastor at the time. So I was a pastor of millennials who I'm now playing the game with. And so I was playing a secondary game in that I wanted so badly to represent Jesus the right way, and I didn't want to be embarrassed of what I thought of myself later. And that took a whole lot of leaning on him throughout the process.
It's crazy because you would think that you just have to be yourself and the way you've loved in the Lord and the schooling that you had and the job that you performed every week would be just so easy, right? I mean,
you would think so.
Yeah. I think it's harder because we're trying to live up, you know, to what we're supposed to do, knowing that everyone's looking at us. And they might not know who you are, but you know who you want to be. That's got to be tough.
It is.
Where did your kids...
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. We just are so excited to talk. We're both talking. My kids, you know, they were proud of me. I will say the day I left, they said to me, "Mom, whatever you do, don't be the first one voted out." I was like, "Thanks, guys." they were proud of me for sure.
How far did you make it through the show?
I made it to day 35 out of 39.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yep. I'm going to tell you, I was pretty proud of myself. I'm going to say that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you, at any point, did you think you had a chance to go all the way?
Yeah, I did. I did have a chance. And but they didn't want me, you know, there's a lot of elements at play, but one of them is if you have a good story, no one wants to be sitting with you at the end because they don't want you to win because you have a good story. And, you know, so anyone left that far in the game has a chance to win it. I could see it. So it's pretty heartbreaking to leave before the end of it.
Yeah, but that's something that you, I mean, that's something you can't pretend to have. I mean, that's on your resume for life. That's just so cool. I would think that that would help you. I mean, it's just funny how God laid this out where you have this type of thing. So I know that you like to speak to groups of women and author books and stuff, but what a better thing to have on your resume to get people's attention for the whole wow factor. Let's get her on here. Let's see what, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just huge, I think. I mean, it's a great marketing tool that God put in front of you. So talking about
he's amazing. It's another positive out of the whole situation, you know. Mm-hmm.
Right, and so do you go out, can people book you to speak?
Yes, absolutely. Book me to speak.
Tell me how they would do that.
They can go to my website, iamgritgirl.com. I speak to women's groups, but all kind of groups, corporate, not just women, but really have a passion in my heart for women. And I've spoken to schools, colleges. You know, I was a youth pastor, so I work well with students, but I love women, you know, and speaking into their lives. There's so many women that feel unimportant, unappreciated, maybe their mom at home, or maybe they're working and they're so exhausted. And I want them to know that they have purpose and that God has given them grit, you know, to follow their passion and their dreams.
I love it. I love the fact that if I'm reading this right, you were one of the last six people on the show.
I was out seventh. Yep.
Okay.
Seventh place finisher. So. Mhm.
Yeah. That's just awesome. What did your kids think?
They were really proud of me, of course. They laughed at me a lot, watching me try and do the challenges, which is fine. they've watched the show enough. I didn't tell them how far I got. Technically, I'm not supposed to, and I didn't. But they watched it enough that they could tell things along the way and kind of were guesstimating how far I got. And they actually thought I got further than I did. So it was really kind of disappointing the night they watched the episode that I got voted off. And the whole time that they kept saying to me, we know you made it to number three, you know, and I was like, oh my gosh, you guys are going to be so disappointed. But they, you know, it was a shock to them, but they, you know, were just so proud of me at the same time. And a little bit of bragging rights for them, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah, absolutely.
That's fun. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is awesome. So you came up with this title for your book,
mm-hmm.
and the word grit, and I believe it's an acronym that you use, right?
It is. It's kind of morphed since I wrote the book, but the acronym I use for grit is guts, resilience, influence, and toughness. Mm-hmm. And I think I've discovered that grit is really a gift, and we all have it. And that gift gives us those things. It gives us the guts to face our fears. It gives us the ability to be resilient and to keep going in the face of trials. It gives us the ability to influence others through our stories and through what we've gone through. And it gives us the ability to be emotionally, physically, and mentally tough. And we don't think we can.
I, you know, it says that we're all created equal. And, you know, you see some athletes that are superstars and some rock stars and some Dancing with the Stars and some Survivor stars. You know, you see all these people, and it always comes down to how bad do you want it, right? And when it comes to women, when it comes to moms, I don't know if you can, you know, I know as a man, that's a hard position to master because you have your children plus your husband. You know, so it's just mm-hmm. like you have all these kids in your life that you got to take care of. And you never take mm-hmm. time out for yourself. So did you ever think at one time or another that this was happening to you so you would stop and take care of Sunday?
You know, that had crossed my mind because when you're playing a game like Survivor, you do have to 100% cut yourself off emotionally from thinking about your family or you can't concentrate on the game. And to take, I was away from my family with zero contact for 7 weeks. So to take that amount of time just for me was a hard thing to do as a mom. However, there was so much that God did in me through the process that I know really he's the one that orchestrated it. And one hand you could say, well, that's selfish. You took 7 weeks to yourself. And on the other hand, I say, you know what? But I brought so much back to my kids because I felt like I was a better mom because of it.
Yeah. Yeah, what a great lesson that you taught them that there's no chance of losing if you don't quit. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah. Because as parents, we speak that to our children, but they never see, you know, the actual thing happening. And you had... And your husband, too, I don't want to discount what he went through. You guys had a chance to show the, both of your children that no matter what, if you fight, you're going to be on the upside of things. So that's pretty, mm-hmm. you're pretty blessed for that reason, you know. So mm-hmm. question for you. You wrote the book. It's a big hit, and you speak an awful lot to a lot of organizations. How about book number two? Is that in the works?
I do have thoughts on book number two, actually. And it's still something I'm working out. I'm very practical, right? Like, I like to be everyday life. This is what God looks like for you. And so I'm working on something probably, again, aimed at women, but really helping women to discover their passion and their dreams and how to walk them out and how to, like I said earlier, there's many women that feel like, well, I raised my kids, I'm done now. Or I'll, you know, only thing God had for me was to raise my kids. And that is so, so important and a gift from God, but he's got so much more. And there's so many women that are called to be an influence in this world. The bottom line is we're all called to be kingdom builders. And there's a lot of women that just don't have the confidence to go out and use their voice to influence and serve others. And that is my focus, is women empowering women, women learning to collaborate with each other and not compete with each other, and all of it in the name of building the kingdom of God.
So
book number two.
And so are there opportunities for people to get involved? Oh, will you create programs where women can get behind this process? I mean, doing what you're doing is awesome, right? But at one point in time, you're going to need some more time to yourself. So are there programs that you're coming up with where people can get involved with you through a program and join with other women and just build that community of kingdom builders with, empty nesters or moms with young children? It doesn't matter. But are you going to be doing stuff like that?
I am. I would encourage people to go to my website and subscribe so that they can get my emails. I'm building currently an online tribe where I'm going to be able to connect with women all over the United States. I'm going to be able to encourage them. We're going to do some virtual Bible studies together, some group coaching together, and eventually I'll be taking Grit Girl on the road. Right now I'm doing my own events here in the Twin Cities, but the plan is to take Grit Girl events to other cities.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I hope that you will give us an opportunity to help market you when you do that, because what you're doing is just awesome, because I really believe that you're stepping out what God put in front of you, and that is to help other women. Like you said, women, tough job. I mean, thank God I'm a man, because women, that's a tough job. Men, we think we could fix everything just with a duct tape and a pair of pliers, but the fact of the matter is women are the heartbeat of the family, and they should never be discounted. And somehow, in some way, every spouse should get to their wife as a motivator to get them to do more. Now, I know women do enough already, but when there's time that you're an empty nester, it's time for the man to step aside and let his wife shine. So I hope and pray that your next book will be a success, and the programs that you have, you'll come here and let us help you market them.
Oh, absolutely. I will, for sure. And I appreciate the support and the encouragement, because I agree with you. I think that men would discover that their wives will be better wives, better moms, when they're following the passions and dreams that God put on the inside of them. Because when those dreams sit stagnant, we become stagnant, and there really isn't joy there. It isn't really about adding more to your plate when God's called you to do something. You've got the grace, right, to do it. And we just need to find the opportunities and the confidence. And boy, we can affect change.
Yeah, I mean, and so I know that our news is crazy, but there's more women doing things now than ever. And there's a lot of good things because of that. And, like I said, if we ever knew the real news, it would be great. But the fact that women out there, I do a lot of networking and business networking, and women's groups got it going on. They're relationship builders. Men, well, they just want to get to the point of sale and then we'll see you later. So I'm all about the women's groups and the way that they do things. I think that men can learn from that. So I'm always the guy asking the leader of a women's group if I can come, because you learn so much. You really do, because the women are the people who are spending the money and making the decisions in every family. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, and when you want something done, who do you call?
Right.
You call women.
My wife.
Right? There's a crisis in the church, or a family needs something, or there's a funeral or a wedding. Who are you calling? You're calling women.
Yep. Most men say, I'll get my wife right on it.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Just different gifts. Both men and women have amazing gifts. And boy, when they come together, a lot can take place. But women together that are not comparing yourselves to each other, we're supporting each other, we're lifting each other up. Now you've got a group of powerful women who can really influence the generations behind them and alongside of them.
So let me ask you a question. You mentioned that your husband went through some illness as well. Both of you had to be caregivers. Have the two of you ever talked about either writing a book or speaking on stage together to influence spouses that are caregivers? Because most of the time the focus is on the illness and not the caregiver. It's a tough spot.
Do you know what? I actually have never had that thought. It's interesting because when I went through cancer, he'll say, I didn't think I was a good support to you. And I'm always like, I thought you were the best support there was. And he always felt so inadequate. But yet he was an amazing support system. So that's a really good idea because I know he felt at a loss, you know, because as men, you want to fix it. He wanted to fix it and he couldn't fix it. And so it made him feel like a little hopeless, like I can't do anything for you. But he didn't realize that just being my rock and the person I could count on for everything was all that I really needed from him. And he did it.
Yeah. And
that's a good idea.
Because, you know, my wife was always by my side. And then she took ill, and I had to be by her side. And, you know, I've been battling since I was 19, so, you know, over 40 years. And my wife went through an illness, and I was like, come on, just snap out of it. I mean, it's not that hard. I had to learn the other side of it, you know what I mean? And I really think it's important because those types of things are life-threatening situations, cause divorce, cause separation, cause people to quit fighting and beat their illnesses. So I think that it's really important that caregivers get the credit and get the understanding they need to have to be a good caregiver. You don't have to be good at anything, because as men, we'll say, okay, we'll work two jobs, God, just fix her, and I'll work harder, whatever you want me to do, you know, because we don't know that other side of it. We're used to going out and doing one thing. So speaking on that to different groups, I think brings a lot to the table.
Yeah, that's such a great idea. Honestly, that never crossed my mind, and you're 100% right. Great idea.
Now you got to get them to write the book with you. All right, Sunday, we're running out of time, and I always like to make sure that there's two things. One, I want to know if there's something that's going on right now that we could promote for you. I know that people need to go to your website, okay, and iamgritgirl.com, and buy the book, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sure they get it on Amazon or wherever, but if they buy it off the website, that's better, correct?
It is, and then I can sign it for them, too.
Perfect.
Much better to buy it off my website. Yep.
Yeah. And so the other thing is, what piece of advice, information, a scripture, something, what can you leave for the show that will be on the show for as long as there's ever an internet?
Oh, I'm going to leave you with the scripture that the Holy Spirit gave me when I went out to play Survivor, because I think it applies to every area of our life, and it's this. It was 2 Timothy 4:17. The Lord stood by me. He gave me strength so that through me the message of the gospel may be preached to the Gentiles. Every situation, he's standing by us. In every situation, he's giving us strength. And he's doing both things so that his name would be glorified and so that we can share the good news of what he's done for us.
Amen to that. Sunday, you rock. I really, really, I'm so happy and thankful that you are on our show today. I am just excited just the fact that you have made it through your journey this far, and I'm sure there's a lot more journey for you to go to serving others out there, but it's really been a pleasure to have you on our show, and I hope when the book comes out or your speaking gig outside of the Twin Cities comes up that you'll allow us to help promote it. That's what we want to do.
Oh, thank you so much. I loved chatting with you. I hope this was encouraging. Anyone, you know, you follow me on social media, reach out if you need to be encouraged. I'm telling you, God's good.
Well, we thank you. Folks, we're going
to take
a short break. We're going to come back, and we're going to make sure that you get to go to I Am Grit I'm sorry, IamGritGirl.com. Check out Sunday's opportunities to come and speak in your area. Check out her book. I guarantee it, if you buy the book, you'll like the book. And after you read it, I challenge you to give it to someone else to read or buy a book for them. Okay. I know the 4th of July is coming up, and it sounds kind of funny, but why not buy a book for someone for 4th of July? If you know a woman out there that's struggling, going through something that looks like it could be some form of cancer, doesn't have to be in their body, it could be in their life, okay? Stop, take a minute, okay? And show them, buy them the book, okay? Buy them the book, show their grit. We all have it in us, we just need someone to touch the button to bring it out of us. I'm going to take a short break and we're going to come back and wrap up the show. And I'll be right back.
House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
All right, welcome back. See, I told you it was a short break. We just have to let the people say their messages so we can do these shows. Now, today's show, Sunday Burke Quest, you have to go to the website. You have to, folks. IamGritGirl.com. She's an author, a speaker, and almost the winner of Survivor. That's right, Survivor, the TV show. So make sure to reach out there, meet her, friend her on Facebook, hit her up on social media, connect with her, have her come speak at your event, your church, at your group. We just love the idea that God has placed her in a situation where she can relate to the women in our lives that are most important, that men try to relate to, but we just don't have the right words. We just don't have the right way about us to be able to bring that out like she would, or another woman that has gone through these different things. If you have an organization, it's a nonprofit, and as I know I mentioned to Sunday, we have some people here in the Houston area that are, you know, have different organizations for cancer survivors, and I'm going to make sure that I introduce Sunday to one of the ladies here that does a TV show. I just think she'd be awesome and a rock star on this show to talk to women and to maybe co-host events across the country that will allow women to go through these trials to gain the strength that they need to overcome it and to go out and share their message. My name is Tony Gambone, and I got to tell you, folks, I'm so blessed to be able to do this, to learn other people's stories. I'll tell you why I do Christian radio shows on Wednesday, because just like everybody else out there, from Sunday to Sunday, I need to take a break in the middle of the week and get me a little Jesus in my life. It's always refreshing and exciting to understand what God's doing in others in their lives, because some days my life just doesn't seem that great. It doesn't seem like I'm doing that much. But if you can share or hear or listen what others are doing in their world, it's just an awesome opportunity. So, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity. People out there, I am blessed that you follow us, and we will see you all next week here on Tough Talk Christian Radio. I hope everyone has a blessed week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.